So in this talk, I would like to present a new method for calculating one loop matrix element. And this is a kind of new technique, and we try to use this same technique for the loop calculation what we used in the in the real part. So the motivations are very simple. So the basic idea to build a program which can calculate any next to leading order cross section, so any next to leading order correction to any process automatically. So we want to do this because these calculations are very complicated and very painful to compute, to calculate out the matrix element. But this matrix element, so building a matrix element to calculate, is a systematic process. So we think it's possible to automatize. So the other reason is, for example, the QCD, to check the perturbative QCD, to check measure the RFS, stroke coupling, and measure the PDF more precisely. That is also a good reason, but I think that is not really interesting now. The more interesting thing to calculate the correction to the other process, to not clearly QCD process, but any discovery channel for the Higgs production, any new particle production. So in this at Hadron Collider, this QCD correction always a large significant correction, and so we have to deal with that. We have to deal with that because the leading order prediction are strongly depend on the renormalization and factorization scale, and this is a big uncertainty, theoretical uncertainty. Okay, so at the LHC, we can expect more complicated finite state with lot of particle, strange particle, even with we can test SUSY or any extension of supersymmetric theory. And if we want to calculate a cross section with the using the old techniques by hand, so that sometimes takes 1 year, 2 years, it depends on the process. So we need some more advanced technique, probably an automatic way to do this. And we can try to do this numerically. Okay, first I would like to show this and tell something about the structure of a next to leading order calculation. It's well known in a Hadron-Hadron case, in a Hadron-Hadron collider, this cross section is just a convolution of the PDFs of the incoming hadrons and the partonic cross section. So the partonic cross section is a sum of the Born contribution and the first the next to leading order correction, the first correction in RFS. So Born is a very simple, that is just a phase space integral, but the next to leading order correction is sum of free terms basically. But the problem with this, all the free term is divergent in the in 4 dimension, separately divergent, but the sum is finite. So we need a technique to cancel the singularities and calculate this final contribution. Okay, first the Born, what I mentioned, is simple. That is just a phase space integral of the matrix element square and phase space function, so called. This is the jet measurement function. That function defined the physical quantity what we actually measure. So this is trivial. There is no ultraviolet singularities, there is no infrared singularities in this integral, and it can be calculated, and we can calculate automatically. We can generate the matrix element automatically, So even for this 2 to 6, 2 to 8 processes, so there are some matrix element generator. We can also perform the phase space integral. There are some algorithms, corresponding algorithms for these generators. And it's possible to match to the Parton shower. Actually, this is proven only for EPA C minus case, but they have an analog technique for this. Okay. The next leading order correction. The first, the real correction. So the real correction came from the M plus one Parton phase space integral. And this is a three-level contribution, but with plus one Parton in the final state. And in the final state, when we do the phase space integral, we have some singularities, collinear and soft singularities. So we have to deal with that. And the usual technique, subtract this singularity, this pores, and add it back, but in a different form. So we add zero. So, but we subtract that it has the same singularity structure as the real part, as the direct term, and it can be calculated in four dimension numerically, and and pretty straightforward. So. We can compute it, we can compute this general scheme, and we can calculate some cross-section. And another part, that is an M-Parton phase space integral, this is the sum of the virtual graphs or the one-loop graphs, and this integrated subtraction term. And so the singularity structure of the one-loop graph is same as this subtraction term, but with opposite signs. So the singularity cancel each other, and we can also calculate this term by a Monte Carlo integral, which is important. The singularity structure of the the real part is this one. So it has a soft pole or double pole, and it has a collinear pole. Okay, so there are several programs on the market to calculate next to leading order jet cross section or any cross section at next to leading order. For example, this EKS jet red for two jet. Even for EPAC minus E red, for EPAC minus descent for this, and this is also for the deep inelastic scattering. And we have some more complicated programs for 2 to 3 processes, NLOJET++ and MCFM. And also there are some other processes, but many of them still missing. So. Okay, let's see the virtual part. The one loop part, so this contribution, the one loop graphs, the contribution of the one loop graphs, and this singular factor from the real part. So this is, we know this is finite, but what we have to do to calculate the one loop matrix element. So this is always a huge task because we have thousands of graphs. And if we increase the external, the number of the external legs, so this graph sum and this the number of the graphs just increasing, so blowing up. The usual technique, which is the only successful technique and can produce any results to calculate this matrix element analytically, perform all the algebra and the integral analytically, and publish the result in the paper in 80 pages or 100 pages. But recently, there are some development to calculate easily, more easily, this one loop matrix element. So for example, approach by Michael Kremer and Dave Soper to combine the virtual and real part, and the cancellation, the singularities happen. And then they can calculate the cross-section numerically. And the problem with this method, so that is worked out for E plus E minus case, and at the moment only for the free jet case, and it's a little bit hard to generalize for Hadron Collider. Then another method by Thomas Gudrun and Nicholas Carr is to perform the algebra and the integral analytically, and they try to go as far as they can analytically, and after they can try to do something numerically. So when they start analytically, they try to do try to perform the integrals numerically. So they have some results for 2 to 4 processes. And the most recent method by Walter and Nagel, what I find this is more analytic and less numeric. So what I find this is an analytic method. So they they expand the matrix element on the basis of the integrals, on the basis of the scalar integrals. And but the scalar integrals are not independent, so they have some recursive relation for this scalar integral. They can reduce the number of the independent integrals, and so the numeric part of this method to perform this sum, to perform the sum of this integral and this huge algebra by numerically with any advanced technique. So what I want to show here, this is the subtraction method. What we do, showing the next slide. This one, what we want to do to calculate the matrix element graph by graph basis, subtract the singular behavior, and what the remaining thing, so this difference can be calculated numerically. And we add back this subtraction term, and that can be calculated analytically and cancel the poles. Just a little bit back. The problem the next in the loop calculation, one loop calculation, the singularities. So we have three type of the singularities. We have ultraviolet divergences, so that is well known. So they come from the vertex correction, for example, this vertex. We have soft singularities when an internal loop line, gluon line, becomes soft. Internal gluon line which connect two external leg. So when this line becomes soft, the integrand becomes singular, and that produces a singularity. And another is the collinear singularities when two internal line which connect to an external leg become collinear. So in that case, we have also a singularity. I showed this. So this is the basic structure of this calculation, what we want to do. We have a phase space integral, jet measurement function. Here is the loop integral over the loop line. And this is the matrix element, the subtracted matrix element. That is the sum of the graph or the one loop graph, the renormalized one loop graph. And this is the subtraction term for the soft and collinear singularities. And this term is finite because we subtracted all the singularities. So we can calculate by numerically by Monte Carlo integral. So now we add back this what we subtracted, and what we subtracted that can be calculated analytically. So we can perform the loop integral analytically, and that that leads to the 1 over epsilon and 1 over epsilon squared poles, and we can combine to the rear the singularities from the rear part, and the singularities cancel each other. Okay, this IS operator, this is just a contribution of some special one-loop graph, some special when the self-energy on the external leg, so that is just a 1 over epsilon singularity. Okay, first we have to deal with the ultraviolet pole. In the ultraviolet singularities, what we do, we cancel these divergences also by a subtraction method, so we have to define, at integrand level, we have to define a subtraction term, a local counter term. It has the same singular structure in the ultraviolet region. It has to be free from any infrared singularities, otherwise we just mess up the calculation. And it has to be integrable in 4 minus 2 epsilon dimension. So what we have the any vertex at one loop level. So this is the Born term. This is the first, the next leading order correction. So the first one loop correction. So we subtract something and we add back that the same thing. But we have to do to renormalize this vertex. So this is the renormalization factor. So this is the renormalization of this vertex. And when we combine these two things, so we should define this subtraction term in such a way to cancel this term each other. And not what we left, the Born plus a finite, ultraviolet finite vertex correction. So it can be easily done. And an example, the simplest example, the quark self-energy. So this is the quark self-energy. And we define this subtraction term. It's basically the same thing, but we change the denominator. So it has only ultraviolet pole. And if we do this procedure, we find the this is the quark propagator, this is the renormalized quark propagator that is free from any ultraviolet divergences. So if you compare the renormalization factor constant and the integral of this ultraviolet term, so they cancel each other. So it can be done for any vertex. So we have only few vertexes, it's not a problem. So the hardest part is the infrared singularities. So the first, the soft singularity. So when a gluon becomes soft, the integrand has a factorization property, which is basically a tree-level-like matrix element, tree-level-like graph, and the Eikonal factor. So more explicitly, we have an Eikonal factor, any color connection between the external legs, and we have some spin correlation between the external legs. The Eikonal factor has a well-known form. It has a soft singularity in this loop line, and it has also collinear singularity, but we will deal with that later. So we can define the subtraction term in the soft region based on this factorization formula. So we subtract all the possible soft singularity, and we can also integrate out that analytically that singular term. And we have this, we got this form that is just the product of a singular factor and the same thing, so this color connected tree level graph. So the singular factor, has a well-known form. It contains a 1 over epsilon square pole. So after the graph sum, this becomes just a well-known reproduce the well-known soft singularity structure, the soft singular factor, and the color-connected three-level matrix element. So this, after the graph sum, this operator becomes just one because of the gauge invariance. So you don't have to worry about that. Okay, the collinear, we do the same thing. In the collinear region, we try to find the find the subsection term. What we have in the collinear region, for example, in this case, when a gluon and the internal quarkon become collinear. In this case, the integrand has a factorization, has a factorized form, and a singular factor times a three-level-like graph. So this line represents a gluon line with a longitudinal polarization. So when the polarization vector replaced by this momenta, this four momenta. It's a three-level-like contribution, so we can we can get this this object simply from the original graph by this limit, and we can define this way the collinear coefficient function. And we can build a naive collinear formula, a naive collinear subtraction term, adding back this singular factor and this and this coefficient function. But this is not so good because this collinear formula is also soft soft singular, so we have to cancel the soft pole of the collinear because that in that case, because we already treated the soft case. So we subtract that soft poles from the collinear. And this formula also ultraviolet divergence. So that is a fake ultraviolet divergences. So we introduce just ultraviolet regulator. So what we have, this collinear subtraction term, this improvement. And we can subtract that, and we can perform also, we have to integrate out analytically this term. So first we perform the the graph sum. And when we perform this graph sum, and we can use the word identity, and after the graph sum, what we have is just a three-level matrix element. So something which is proportional to the three-level matrix element. In general form, this collinear coefficient function becomes just a factor and the three-level matrix element. So if you, we plug in to the collinear subtraction term, we have a very simple integral, very simple loop integral times the three-level matrix element, and that reproduces the collinear pole. Okay, so if we collect everything, we can write our formula in this form, the sum of all graphs, phase space integral, jet function, and the loop integral of this difference. So the original graph, the soft pole, and the collinear pole. So, and we have to add back this thing, but we add back in a different form. So in a different form, we perform the integral analytically, the loop integral, and we have this just a simple singular factor. So when we combine this singular factor to the real part, the singularities cancel each other, so the whole calculation is finite. Okay, it sounds easy and looks easy, but we have we have to perform this integral, the loop integral, numerically. So that is the most, at the moment, the most painful part of this calculation, because this is an integral over an infinite phase space. Over an infinite phase space, and this integral is still singular, but it has only integrable singularities. And this integrability forced by this plus I epsilon prescription. So what we have to do, we have to calculate this loop integral in the four-dimensional complex space. So we have to do a complex contour integral in four dimension to avoid any singularities. So we worked on this method, but we haven't developed yet. And I hope in the next year we can finish. Okay. A conclusion. So we have a subtraction method for calculating one loop matrix element numerically. This is a general method. It doesn't depend on the process. It doesn't depend on the number of the external legs. So it can be applied for anything. What we find, it can be automatized. It can be built into the general program. What we have to really do, another thing, we have to apply this method for the massive case when we have massive fermions. So we have to find the optimal way to perform the loop integral. And also we have to deal with the graph sum, because the graph sum is a problem, because we have thousands of graphs in a calculation. And because of the gauge theory, there are some cancellation between finite terms, so it could be huge. And we have a lot of computer works after all. Thank you.
You have these limiting values there. How do you actually ensure that these subtractions only contribute in some region?
At this thing. This is only the soft region. Which region could?
But do you have to subtract these only over a limited range space, or they are valid
everywhere? So this I have to subtract everywhere, but the soft singularity appears in when this x parameter. So the x parameter is the momentum fraction.
Yeah.
So that is a momentum fraction. So when this x goes to zero, that is the soft point, or when the x goes to one minus x goes to one, that is another soft point. So if you see the soft singularity, the Eikonal factor, there is two possibilities. So and if you take the soft, if you take the collinear limit of the soft Eikonal factor, you find these two terms.
So they are the collinear limits of the actual.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I have to, because this term in the soft subtraction term already, I have to cancel from the collinear.
Not the case. Thanks a lot.